This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 179 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. And another year, another PMA down, done and dusted. And this year, again, I took the little handheld recorder and I went and did a few interviews on the trade show floor. But this year I decided, let's not go mainstream, right? I mean, in the past I've done, you know, the camera manufacturers, the, you know, retailers and wholesalers of, you know, camera bags and things like that. But this year I wanted to get a little bit off the beaten path, as it were, to talk to some of the exhibitors that were there that might not necessarily catch the eye of a photographer walking through. You know, things that were just a little bit off the beaten path. I think you'll understand what I mean when you start to hear some of these interviews. Of particular note, I was really impressed with Gavin Blue and his operation called Heartfelt. I think it's a fantastic thing that they're doing, and yeah, I'll let you hear it. It's pretty amazing stuff. Anyway, without any further ado, let's go down to the trade show floor.
So I'm wandering around PMA 2011, and who do I find but a crowd called Happy Feet. Now, I'm talking with Simon Harper from Happy Feet, and it appears that you guys are selling insoles for shoes. That's right. A rather unusual stand to find at a photographic trade show. So why are you here?
Well, we find that, for a start, a lot of the exhibitors on their feet all day at the show, that they enjoy something like this because it relieves the pain for your feet as well as your legs and lower back. But then a lot of photographers are doing a lot of walking around and taking photos. So we basically go to a lot of shows, including this one.
That's an interesting take. You know, because obviously, you know, coming to a trade show is not a cheap endeavour. So to come along with something that is completely not photographically related is a bold move. How are you finding the response from photographers and, you know, trade show exhibitors?
Not bad. I mean, the exhibitors always do well, like I said before. We're finding with a lot of the photographers, I mean, they are here looking at other things, so we're getting a mixed reaction from them, but I'm not doing too badly though.
Excellent. So what exactly is... How does your product work? What does it do?
Well, it has a liquid glycerin, so basically liquid soap inside an insole. So we have different sizes for different size feet. So when you put it inside your shoe, it basically acts as a massaging feeling, just working with your own body motion while you're walking. So the liquid moves back and forth. When you're standing, it forms into the arches and curvature of your feet. And so it's also absorbing the impact of your step as well, so helping your ankles, legs and lower back also.
So with that movement under your feet, does it make it feel like you're not steady on your feet?
Well, at the start, you have to get used to it. But in saying that, I mean, we do sell the product to hairdressers, to air stewardesses. So usually we give a 30-day money-back guarantee, but we give you maybe an hour to get used to it, and you're on your way.
So. Wow. And so is this an Australian product? Or
US made.
Right.
Yeah.
So where can people find you on the web?
Our website is www.happy-feet.net.au. So you can order online and find out more information about the product, but we also do sell them Australian, New Zealand wide through all the Mr. Minute shoe repair and engravings.
Awesome. All right, well, Simon, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
So I've caught up with Lee. I'm not even going to try.
Would you like me to help? It's actually Lee Andrikopoulos.
Andrikopoulos, okay.
That's
Lee, you have a company called Instinctive Desires. Tell
yes,
us about what Instinctive Desires is.
Instinctive Desires is a business which is pretty much focused in the business of photography.
Right.
Our objective is to ideally get photographers to deal with their customers, or pretty much photographers that are out there to make a buck. Really, if they're running a business and looking to run a business, we're there to help that process.
So it's to help photographers understand that there's more to running a business than just taking the photos.
Most definitely. And you look at, many photographers out there these days, they're trying to establish themselves, they're trying to identify potential markets they could be working with, different customer types, different price ranges, different product ranges. What are they going to do? What are they going to offer? How are they going to educate that customer? And where Instinctive Desires comes from is really the basis of an emotional journey. At the end of the day, we talk about imagery as being a tangible product.
Of course.
Well, in fact, the value really lies in its intangible components.
Okay, such as?
Well, I use the perfect example of what's a 10x8 worth. Many a time, our professional photographers or emerging photographers will approach us saying, well, what is a 10x8 worth? Or our clients are asking us for a price on a 10x8. and get caught up on the logical value. Our objective, I would say, and as we explain to many of our emerging photographers, is the value really lies on the story. Basically, a client is coming to you to define themselves. They're looking to tell a story. How effectively can you tell that story? How effectively can you ask the right questions to identify the story they would like to tell? Right. And subconsciously, they will find themselves identifying with that photographer. Mm-hmm. They're coming to you as a professional photographer to help tell that story. Once you've achieved that story, you're then in a much better position to present them with a product range to facilitate their presentation. At the end of the day, we always refer to the point that the more we educate and in fact emotionally educate our clients, the more we're going to build desire. The more we build desire, the less we have to negotiate.
Yeah.
The principle in today's market, stop selling, start helping.
Yeah.
Let's educate emotionally. People want to know what to do. And if we can help them through that journey, that's why we're going to be remunerated.
So am I correct in understanding that you're essentially acting as a business mentor for photographers?
Most definitely mentoring, but at various levels. So we will facilitate everything from the emerging photographer right through from a basic fortnightly email release of new information and ideas. We then have members areas where we'll have video topics, more focus on business topics. We have our special Ask the Genie. You got a question, you throw it at us 365 days of a year, we're there for it.
Nice.
We then run courses priced specifically for the emerging photographers. Mm-hmm. We then run courses that are established more for the more pros. And then we also run mentoring programs from a month to 6 months to 12-month programs, ideally ranging from the first photographer that's picked up his first camera as an emerging right through to that pro who's established in the industry.
Cool. Sounds like I need to talk to you a little bit.
Most definitely. Let's keep talking.
Definitely. Well, Lou, thank you for your time. Where can people find you?
You will find us on www.instinctivedesires.com.au.
Yep.
And make sure you subscribe for our complimentary newsletter and get the ball rolling.
Fantastic. Mate, enjoy the rest of PMA.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you, Bruce.
Likewise. So I've wandered over to News Shots. And I'm talking to the man who, according to his business card, is the go-to man. None other than Nathan Muller. How are you, Nathan?
Good, Bruce. How are you?
Good, mate.
Another year, another PMA.
It is. I can't believe how fast the last year has gone.
Well, the year before, we all got drunk and had a three-hour podcast.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Episode 139, folks.
Is that right?
I think it was 139.
It's really scary that you know the episode number. So what's New Shots?
New Shots is basically we're offering professional products
right. That
were only offered to professionals, to everyone now. So professional photo books, acrylic printing, canvas, high-quality canvas printing, and high-quality professional luster prints and metallic prints to everybody.
Okay.
Without the price tag, I mean, we're offering 100-year-old archival Kodak paper, 6x4 to 25 cents.
Wow.
And it's all done online. So it's really easy. You just download a free software, upload your files, send it to us. We print it. If you send it same day, we'll have it printed the same day and ready to ship to you by the next day. So
Wow. It's
quick, it's easy. And so that's what we're offering. We've started it and launched it this year at PMA.
Right. Do you also offer the opportunity to deliver to an address other than that of the photographer?
So we can deliver it straight to
the client if need be?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. And we remove all the invoices as well.
Beautiful.
So they don't see exactly what you paid.
Yeah.
So we've titled it as for the new generation of photographer.
Yep.
A lot of photographers are starting out in their business and they don't know where to go to get professional products. So we're just trying to make it really easy and offering it to everybody. So they can offer products that they're proud of. Because
yep. They're
proud of their work,
yeah,
and then they want it to look good in the end result. So we're offering that to them, making it easier for them.
Cool. And I suppose we should mention the fact that New Shots is actually a spin-off of New Lab, one of Australia's most respected
yes. Printing
labs.
So New Lab and also PicPress combined
right. Into
one mainstream, easy software.
Nice.
So you're getting products you can trust.
Yeah. Yeah, so for anyone who knows the New Lab name, you know that New Shots is going to be a service you're going to rely on.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So it's not a different division of the production. It's exactly the same
right. Production.
So the same printers that are calibrated three times a day.
Wow.
So, you know, your colours are always going to be bang on. It's always going to be the high quality stuff.
Awesome. Well, Nathan, I wish you all the best and enjoy the rest of PMA.
Thanks, Bruce.
So I've caught up with Derek and Kane from Photo Merchant. So, guys, welcome to PMA.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell us, what is Photo Merchant all about?
Oh, he's pointing. Derek points to Kane. Photo Merchant is about making local photographers more profitable, and we do that through a series of workflow tools. But at the very heart of it, it's a website with a built-in e-commerce engine that has some print order management tools that helps you sell your photos online and put your business online.
Okay, so if it's a website, how do I brand my site?
Well, it's the idea is that the website we create and we publish is your website. So it's not like you're part of a community of other sites that you're sharing, you know, your gallery space with.
So do I still get to retain my domain name?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you can either use your own domain name, you can purchase one through us, or you can use our vanity URL, which is, you know, a subdomain of photomerchant.net.
Right, so it'd be like photomerchant.com/Bruce Williams Photography.
That's, well, yeah, the Bruce Williams Photography.photomerchant.net.
Oh, okay,
so
right.
if you're starting out, that's a good place to start, but yep. Pretty quickly, the benefits of SEO usually dictate you've got to have your own brand, your own domain name, and we facilitate the ability for you to then manage your brand, manage your process, create your own look and feel, custom design that suits your photography needs and your particular photographer brand, so yeah.
Okay, so how are the images displayed? Are they within a flash engine that can't be then downloaded?
No flash.
So how do you stop people pilfering your images?
Derek, you can talk about this. Right.
One of the major ways that we do that is we provide an in-site watermarking tool. So we allow you, you upload your original images unwatermarked.
Okay.
And then you can also choose one of our default watermarks, copyright words or things like that, or you can upload your own logo or own PNG file.
Yep.
And we will apply that literally to every JPEG that is shown on your site.
Right.
Wherever you want it shown and at what opacity you want it shown. And if someone was to find a way to grab that image off your site, it is literally in that JPEG file. It can't be removed.
Right. We also have, there's also right-click disabled, so you can't right-click and save an image.
Nice.
If you do, you end up with a single pixel invisible graphic called kittens.gif. So it may look like you can save it, but you go, oh, I can score, but then no, it's an invisible pixel.
Plus, but as usual, it's actually impossible to stop people from stealing the image on your site. I mean, you can just screenshot.
Yep.
You just get a screenshot, and they've got that image. But if your watermark is on it, then
there's not much I can do with it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
The other thing is the metadata is also stored along with the image. So if you do actually happen to somehow circumvent all the other levels of navigation or security and download the image, then all the metadata is stored inside the file. So, you know, your name, your business practice, all that kind of stuff is still there.
Stuff like that. If you put that in your EXIF information, ladies and gentlemen, put your copyright in your EXIF information.
Oh, absolutely. I did a talk on this a little bit earlier.
Yeah,
and,
it was a really good talk.
Thank you. Definitely need to get people aware of just how important it is to embed that information in their images.
Oh, it's the long tail, really.
One thing I haven't looked into, and I'm assuming you guys have got the answer for this, if you've embedded that metadata within a JPEG, can that be searched through Google?
Not the EXIF information.
Right.
However, if you are using Lightroom or another photo management software platform that allows you to edit your IPTC data, and you have a caption and a title and keywords, we pull that out, and in a lot of our themes we use the title as the title of the image, and we use the caption as the description of the image, and we use the keywords as tags.
Right.
Now, because that's on your site as HTML, it is now searchable.
Because I'd been thinking to myself, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if there was a way that you could put some totally random string of data into the metadata of an image that would allow you to then search for that, you know, through Google to find out whether anyone had pilfered your image. You know, like the captain of my spaceship's an alligator as one word.
I've tried that as a joke with a friend, made an inappropriate joke about his mother, and hid the image on the internet on the hope to try and do the same thing, but I can rest assured it's never been found.
But it's only a matter of time with Google Images though, because they do pull a lot of the metadata out. Maybe even now, if you went to images.google.com and did an advanced search, there might be a way to do it.
Interesting. Yeah. So anyway, we're getting off the track. Getting back to Photo Merchant.
Yeah.
How easy is it to set up?
Well, we were giving a demonstration today showing you how you could set up a website from scratch
with just a handful of photos and a logo and a PayPal address and have your website up and running and selling photos within 15 minutes.
Wow.
So it's very simple. We once you actually start your trial, we take you through a four-step process of asking you to choose a color, give us the title, tell us where you are, add your PayPal address, and effectively we've built your website for you with sample galleries, protected galleries, and a chance for you to upload your own.
Okay. If I'm an established photographer already, I already have a website.
Yep.
Is it simple enough to integrate Photo Merchant into the current layout and current design of my site?
At the moment, it's not really configured for that. It's really designed for, you know, new businesses who want a complete solution, right, all in one. So we do provide the website and the e-commerce and everything else around that. However, we do have long-term plans to see how we can take our publishing system and move it to other platforms. We do have customers that use our site as entirely their website,
right
from all the bells and whistles. And then we've got people who have established sites, they just want to take advantage of the e-commerce side of things, and they usually just link to specific galleries on their Photo Merchant website.
Okay, so that begs the next question. If I set up through the Photo Merchant site, either with my own domain or a subdomain or whatever,
yeah,
can I also incorporate into that a WordPress blog?
You can link out to a WordPress blog.
Okay.
WordPress is is easily the biggest blogging platform out there, and we've certainly looked at multiple solutions to incorporate that. We've got a couple of solutions coming that will look to incorporate WordPress or a blogging platform into your site, because it's essential as a photographer to have some form of publication system where you can update your customers regularly. Yeah.
Sure. And I guess the final question, how much does it cost to be involved? Is it a royalty system? Is it a one-off fee? Is it a monthly subscription?
Yeah, we've tried to keep the cost as low as possible, really.
Right.
Our focus is to make sure photographers are profitable, so we're not trying to take the mickey. We have a subscription-based system where the prices range from $9, $19 to $49 per month. That's no commitment, no contracts, no setup fees, no cancellation fees. If you don't like it, walk away.
Yeah.
No retreat, no surrender. There is, however, a small transaction
nice
fee.
Nice Springsteen
that we do
reference
charge.
There, yeah, I love
thanks.
That.
I tried to squeeze in something where I can. There's a small transaction fee, which I think is very competitive. That ranges from 20% through to 7.5%. Our most popular plan is $19 per month, and we do charge 10% transaction fee.
Okay.
That enables us to keep growing the business and adding more tools and more functionality.
Which, if you're moving a few images a month, it's not a big hit, really.
Not at all, no. And you set your own pricing, so it's completely up to you how you want to configure all that together, include GST or the tax information. So it's really your business. There are other services out there that will limit the products you can offer, limit the pricing that you can set. We've handled that all over to you.
For our international listeners, because we do have quite a few of them, is there an option for them to exclude GST from the calculations?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're currently only available in the United States and in Australia,
right.
And each of those different countries have their own tax laws, and on setup, we work out which country you are and apply the right information accordingly.
That's right. And basically, our big users that do a lot of sales, just going back to that point, by the time they've sold $1,500 worth of images in a month, it's cheaper for them to be on the $49 plan because it's only a 7.5% transaction fee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it works
fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And,
yeah.
And all the best with the rest of the trade show.
Thank you very much, Bruce.
We'll see you tomorrow.
So I'm talking with Stuart Pickersgill from Ricoh, but we're actually at the stand of GE Digital Cameras. Now, Stuart, welcome to PMA.
Thank you very much.
Now, GE has been around for a long, long time, but I've never known them to be in the camera sphere. Is this something new for GE?
Look, they've been producing cameras under the GE brand for about the last 4 to 5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, I suppose that is relatively new then.
Yep.
Now, I see that you've got some prosumer type cameras over there. This is the X500, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, so it's a bridge style camera with a 15 times optical zoom and built-in electronic viewfinder. Full control over your camera, of course. But with the GE cameras, they're all fantastic value for money. This one retails about $249, so
wow.
it's feature packed.
That's not bad for a 15 times optical zoom.
Absolutely.
So does GE plan to get into the SLR market, do you think?
Look, no, there's no plans to do that. They're more in the sort of, I guess, mums and pups type product.
The consumer product.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And with your compact cameras, what's the range of cameras you've got here? There's quite a few on display.
Yeah, look, it's a fantastic, massive range of product. Actually, we start from your small point and shoot, 14 megapixel, 3x optical, for around $89 retail.
Wow.
Up to well, camera equipped with a built-in Pico projector, which retails for $399. So it's a projector that you can project up into the wall and do like a slideshow.
So hang on, so there's a camera and a projector in one unit?
Absolutely, yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, you can also run your computer through it, so you can project...
So you could run a PowerPoint through it?
PowerPoint presentation or whatever.
Wow.
There,
so. And they sell for what, $350?
$399.
Oh, $399.
Yep.
Well, that's an awesome idea. Mm. Does anyone else do something like that?
It's not a new concept. Okay. I think Nikon had two models that they did with, and I think Sony have got a video camera out there with the projector in there as well. So,
wow.
The thing with the GE, though, they work very closely with Texas Instruments, who are the DLP people, and they've put their logo on the camera because they believe the Pico projector is good enough quality to do that. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what sort of range will that projector cover? Like, how far does it need to be from a wall? Like, what's an optimal operating distance?
Look, it's got focusing, so you can focus it up. Oh, okay. So you can take it from very small up to about 70 inch.
Wow.
Because it's a Pico projector, it needs to be in relatively low light to do that. But
yep.
But even at short distances, at small sizes, you can do it in this lighting here and get a relatively good shot. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. Now, you were going to say something about...
Yeah, look, two new products that we've shown here. This is the first time they've been shown anywhere in the world. It's a worldwide launch of two new products that are not available in the market yet. They're going to be available come early September of this year. The G100 and also the E1410, they're equipped, or the first cameras that GE are actually equipped with the CMOS technology, which of course gives you features such as HDR shooting.
In camera,
yep. A high-speed continuous shooting with 10 frames a second at the full 14 megapixel. You've got that special effects multi-exposure that you see where you can combine six images in one. Some fantastic features, and that little one that you see there, the G100, is equipped with a 15 times optical zoom and in a very compact camera there. Not that we can see that on radio.
No. Right, well, Stuart, thank you very much for your time and enjoy the remainder of the show.
No, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. So I've just wandered over to... What is your stand called?
Professional Photographers Insurance Brokers.
That's it, of course. There it is. It's on the banner. And I'm speaking with Stuart Maher. Now, you guys obviously do camera insurance for photographers.
Correct.
And this is something we haven't spoken about in previous interview sessions at PMA. Why should photographers have insurance?
Well, of course, if we're looking at professional photographers, it's their livelihood. Their camera is their livelihood. Without the camera, they can't continue. So it's a very expensive item in their business. So we have a product which is going to be able to replace that item should it be lost or damaged.
Now, I noticed that you've got worldwide cover at the top of that banner. So does that mean that if I'm on holiday, I'm going to end up with a replacement camera before the holiday's over?
Well, I mean, it does happen. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, or thefts do happen. And the whole idea is to keep the photographer in business. So if he loses his camera in Rwanda or in Britain or anywhere else for that matter, we've got to get him a new camera or a replacement camera or do something for him. Yeah.
So what sort of outlay is required to get, you know, comprehensive insurance for your camera and all your gear if you are a working photographer?
Yeah. Well, it's based on the replacement value of the all the equipment, and that's just not the camera body itself. It's the lenses, all the flash cards, everything. Everything that falls into the category of photographic equipment fits into this policy. And that includes your MacBook Pro and whatever else you're doing, because these days, as you know, technology needs the computer right behind the camera. So, look, I'll give you a quick indication now, for instance. If he's a New South Wales photographer and he's got $18,000 worth of gear, the premium would be $525. Now, if he's also a member of the AIPP or the ACMP, we'll even give him another discount, so that'll even change further down to $470.
Right.
The main thing is we actually respect professional bodies such as the AIPP.
That's good to hear. And that's, you know, not a lot of money to have to pay for that kind of peace of mind, I guess, to know that, you know, should anything go wrong, you're at least covered.
Well, that is quite true. I mean, if you've got $18,000 worth of business of equipment that's bringing in your livelihood, to protect that livelihood for $470 is pretty good. The most other important thing, though, I really have to stress is you can always replace a camera, but assets of the photographer are very important. And public liability is just as important as the equipment cover.
So what's that in the case of somebody trips over your camera bag while you're doing a photo?
Absolutely, that's a good indication. I mean, you're shooting weddings with up to 1,000 people at a wedding, and there are elderly people or young people, you put your camera bag down to take that special shot, and someone falls over it, and they hurt themselves, there's your liability.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's something I hadn't even thought of, but there you go. I see, and you've got the higher cover following a claim. So I guess that answers that previous question, that if you can't get, you know, at least product for the photographer to keep, you can at least hire gear to keep you going in the instance that you do get your stuff stolen or lost.
Well, absolutely. We're going through a little bit of a problem now with some claims because of the tsunami. Canon, you know, Canon and Nikon are having trouble getting stock into the country. We've got people such as LNP digital cameras over there, and Ted's cameras that we do business with, and KL. If we need to go and hire a camera for our client whilst the claim is being handled, we'll do that.
Right. Nice to know. Stuart, thank you very much for your time. Where can people find you on the web?
We're at www.photoinsurance.com.au.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of PMA.
Thank you.
So as I was wandering around the halls, I came across stand 444, which was a mob called Heartfelt, which is set up by a guy called Gavin Blue, and I'm talking to Gavin now. Gavin, welcome, and are you enjoying PMA?
Oh yeah, it's been very interesting. I mean, it's quite relaxing. I've got three young kids, and it's, you know, all the chaos here is nothing compared to three young boys.
So tell us a bit about Heartfelt.
Well, Heartfelt is a national network of photographers. We've got about 140 members, and we offer a very special service where for families who are confronted by the unimaginable for a parent, like if they had a stillborn child or a seriously premature child, or their kid's got a serious illness, we'll go in there at call 24 hours a day to go and do some beautiful photos for them. And what it came from was my involvement was we had a stillborn child about 5 years ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And it was, as a family, you know,
it must rip you apart.
Your ground falls away from beneath your feet. Yeah. Where, you know, all of a sudden, when everything was predictable, like the sun gets up in the morning and you bring a child home from the hospital, it doesn't happen. So it's devastating. But what made a huge difference, because with everything else going on, you're not thinking clearly, is having beautiful photos and memories of your child. Because it's only a short amount of time that you're with them. And we went to SIDS and Kids and got counselling and things like that in group sessions. And we found families who had a crumpled Polaroid and that's it.
Wow.
Like families leave a hospital and they've got a nursery at home and they've got all these expectations, and lastly, it's the last thing on their mind to have photos when things don't go well, everything else is happening.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's all they will have.
Yeah.
And people aren't clear about what they remember because there's so much going on. So having some sensitive photos which capture the essence of the child, you know, with consideration of whatever condition they're in or the medical apparatus around them. And most importantly, something they can share with people.
Yeah.
Because the grief is so unusual that people shy away from it, and you'd be surprised at how uncomfortable it makes people where they don't talk about it.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. My wife used to work in neonatal intensive care, so she would totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, when a grandparent dies, people celebrate it. Because it's a good life, you know, you might have smoked or drunk or whatever, but it's a life lived. But it is such an awkward, uncomfortable grief that people don't know what to do with, and they, you know, we should have a list of the stupid things people say that don't help, and we should have a list of what does help. But what does help is sharing some photos that aren't too confronting.
For sure.
And then your grief is shared, and it really helps you, you know, get through it.
So I guess the question is, how do you make families who are unfortunately thrust into this position aware of, you know, an institution like Heartfelt? How do you let them know that you're around and available to help?
Well, we've got two things that we're doing. One is we're work closely with hospitals, and it's all about building trust with organisations. And, you know, there was a time when we had to fight, even just keep trying and trying to get access to the people in the hospitals to make the decisions, because they were scared that either there'd be a liability risk or that we'd be taking advantage of people and they'd be coming back for money at some point, or there's some angle or agenda they're suspicious of. But now we've got to the point where the reputation is hospitals invite us in to share with their staff about their service. Wow. And it's just that building the trust and showing this, you know, these are the intentions. It's just that as a gift to a family that's gone through the unimaginable. And it's expanding from there. And the other thing we do is we're very strong on the social media side.
Okay.
Like, we've got over 5,000 followers on our Facebook side.
Nice.
And that is 5,000 opportunities into 5,000 different networks of family and friends, where if something happens, someone can remember, oh, there's that people who might make a difference here.
Sure.
And so we've got this multi-pronged approach, and we've actually been having a lot of media this year as well. And it's, you know, we're balancing the trusts of the families that they place with us,
yep,
with the need to share the news of what we do. So it's a delicate balance, but we're done pretty well so far.
Fantastic. So if there are photographers around who feel so inclined, who may want to be a part of this, is there something that they can do to be, yes, a part?
There's, given the very sensitive nature of the work, there's an application process.
Right.
And you apply online, you answer a series of questions, and then your application gets put to the membership committee. And we're tough. There's such a, you know, there's no second chances in circumstances, sure, like this. So we are very tough with our members. And the other things we have is, it's a gift. You know, you actually grant the family exclusive rights of the images.
Right.
And, you know, if you ever want to use them for anything, you actually need permission.
From the family.
From the family.
That's fair enough.
Which can be revoked at any time.
Right.
Yeah. You see, it's okay. It is a gift, and it's a privilege to work with them, and we just need to manage that very carefully.
Sure. So how many photographers do you have involved at the moment?
We have 140.
Right.
And things keep getting better for the organisation as well. We've got a partner lab, Atkins, in Adelaide.
Okay.
Where now they print and package all our sessions and send them to the families.
Okay.
And that's alleviated the cost for the families, for the photographers, of doing the production themselves, and also speeds up the process. And the photo store, you know, they supply us with beautiful DVD cases, which make the files even, you know, more treasured. And we've got a couple of good partners along the way helping us do the special service. And we actually operate in a way that we don't need money, so we're not an organisation that needs to ask for funds.
Right.
We have some projects coming up where we're going to ask for support for, but the basic operation we're keeping very slim, where the $50 membership fee covers all our services.
So there's no cost to either the photographer or the family for the prints?
No, there might be a cost of travel, if that, but right. No, it's all and, you know, parking, this is little incidentals, but there's no cost to the photographer for printing or delivery,
right,
and there's no cost to the family at all.
So on the part of the photographer, I guess it's a fairly altruistic involvement.
Yeah. And it's not for everyone. Some people think they can do it, but then just they realise it can be especially confronting that they weren't aware of.
Sure.
But the other service we offer is we've got retouches, where one of the conversations we want to end, which comes up, we hear a lot, is, you know, I wish I'd known about your service. But what we do, we've got retouchers who can take any photo, and you know, they just produce magic out of them.
Right.
Whether it be from the mobile phone or something the nurse had taken, or even a Polaroid, we can, you know, get it scanned and get it retouched to capture the essence of the child that the family can hold dear. But like in our home, we've got birth photos up on the wall in the kitchen.
Right.
And we've got a beautiful photo of Harry, our first boy, he's six now. And we've got a beautiful photo of my hand holding Alex's hand. That's our little girl who was stillborn. And then we got a photo of, you know, Archie and Harry. So, like, everyone who comes to our house just knows we've had four kids.
Right.
And we don't sort of dwell on it, we don't talk about it all the time, but it's just a reminder that, you know, this happened to us.
Well, that's awesome. That's very touching. And I applaud you for creating something like that. That's really good.
And I didn't create it. It was another organisation that I joined,
called
the Australian Community of Child Photographers.
Right.
Which I joined, but through all that I've learned through being involved with the Australian Commercial Media Photographers, I just sort of raised professionalism and rebranded to a simple message that's easy to remember, and just removed anything about the organisation which might be a barrier for people calling us.
Sure.
Like, one thing is, you know, was the ACOCP. It's just hard to remember.
Yeah. Heartfelt's a great name.
Yeah, and it really is, it's the experience people have when they use our service. And to have a total stranger come, where they're the first non-medical person that they see,
yeah,
that is willing to do this when they're confronted by life isn't certain, you know, that is half the gift.
Yeah. Well, Gavin, all the best, and thank you for talking with us.
No worries, thank you.
And there you have it, just a much smaller sampling of exhibitors this year compared with what I've done in previous years, but I thought they were a handful of exhibitors that perhaps deserved a little bit of attention that, you know, might have otherwise slipped under the radar. So I wish all of them the very best, and I hope this has been an enjoyable podcast for you. And again, we're still waiting on Shelton to get his computer fixed. It turns out that they think the primary hard drive has gone into a bit of a meltdown and is about to die, and hence why it's stuck in this reboot loop. So hopefully he will get that sorted very quickly and we'll be able to resume normal festivities, as it were. All right, until I speak with you next, take care.
Shutters Inc. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.